And our community connection this morning brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We'll preview a fair coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And it is a community connection for a Monday morning. I get the opportunity to talk with three guests this morning, so we'll try to divide our time fairly close to evenly between the three. Nolan Jones is in, along with former County Commissioner Gary Deckard and Shannon Adcock. She's chair of the fair planning activities, and they all work with the fair board. Good morning, folks. Nice to have you all three of you in this morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Nolan, I'm going to start with you just because you're closer to one of the microphones, and you and I have talked fair before, and this weekend is Labor Day weekend, and okay, we'll see. Well, Labor Day weekend, Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday, we actually start the fair. Things start getting a little bit more on a public venue later on about Thursday.
Yes, it's that time again, and on the a week from tomorrow will be when the entries start coming into the fair building. And then on Wednesday, we'll have the judging. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, we'll open it up to the public and let everybody come out there, kids of all ages, come out and have a good time. So check the exhibits and the barns and all the animals and stuff we're going to be talking about a little bit today.
Right.
And then on Friday, the same thing. And then it'll be those days will be from 9 to 9. And then on Saturday, we've got a little difference here that Shannon probably talk about here mm-hmm. in a little bit that we're going to be from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturday.
A little bit longer than a typical Saturday, but we'll hold that till later on, like you said. And so right now we want to make sure that people realize that those fair books are out. And whatever you think you might want to enter in the fair, I can't think of any circumstances, so I'm just going to say it's really, really likely that there is a category that whatever you want to enter fits someplace in that book.
Yes, and that took several weeks of work and so forth, and Brenda has done a great job putting it together and then getting it over to Janet, who has helped to get those things printed and out and circulated, and mm-hmm. along with our banner and the other advertising and so forth that's being done, and we certainly appreciate all the help of the volunteers. And we also appreciate our sponsors out here, and let's not forget right where we're sitting is with the radio station here. The four events I got coming up that I volunteer with in the next 3 weeks are all sponsored in one way or another by the radio station. We thank you for that.
Well, we are happy to be involved in the communities that we serve, and it's always great. I'm going to put off those other activities for another interview, Nolan. We got plenty,
okay.
But we might mention them somewhere along
okay.
the way.
All
but
right.
This fair, I think there's always been good entertainment at the fair, but I'll say what I know of this year, I think you've outdone yourself on the entertainment this year.
Well, we hope so. Thursday night, we have Terry Melton and Let It Ride coming out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take the stage about 7 p.m.
Right.
And then Friday, we hope you come out and enjoy our other outdoor concert with Garrett Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take the stage about 6 p.m.
And so some fairly well-known musicians. Of course, the Let It Ride band, I know we have them Wednesday nights on K-Rig for about 15 minutes, and they've been talking about performing at the fair now for at least the past month. They're excited about it, so thank you for inviting them out.
Yes, we always love to have them. They're a good time.
They are a good time. The fair, I kind of look at two areas of focus, the FFA and 4-H youngsters. They are a large multitude of the entries, but then there's all the rest of us adults that have got something that we're ready to put in the fair. So it's something for everybody.
Absolutely. You know, when you look at the fair book, we've got categories for 4-H and FFA, but we also have open categories where anyone within Washington County is welcome to bring up their exhibits and enter them, from pies to breads to crafts to you know, like you said earlier, anything, you can probably find a category for it and enter it.
And those of us that usually find ourselves in one category or another, I've usually got something in there in photography. I haven't started figuring out what it's going to be this year, but I got a week or so. I've, you know, the past year, I know I've been to Hawaii and I've been to Niagara Falls, so I'll find something that I can take a picture, find a picture of. But the quilters, the knitters, the sewers, the gardeners are all going to have something in there for us.
Absolutely. And a reminder that it is free to enter your projects into the fair, and there are cash prizes in a lot of the categories.
Yeah.
So.
And some of them are sponsored by a particular organization for, I'm going to pick on the pumpkin and some of the other prizes that I know are there every year. But some categories have got some pretty good prizes.
Absolutely. And again, we thank all of our sponsors.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for all of that. I know, you know, we got to get Gary Jones, Gary Deckard involved here. I tried to get you guys in the same family. Gary, you have been out there, I think, nearly every year since I've been around to see you at the fair doing traditional things with the youngsters when they come in from the visiting schools.
Yes, I don't know how long, Charlie, but just out having fun with the kids, yep. Letting them do something that maybe their great-great-grandparents done as a way of life.
And I think it's important that somebody is out there carrying those traditions along. I think the fair fills so many important things for the youngsters, and I think even the really young school kids that come out for, you know, get off the bus and spend an hour or two at the fair. It reminds us that milk doesn't come from a bottle, and not everything was available to buy at the store in days past.
Absolutely, Charlie.
Yeah. So it's something that is important, and I'm so glad of all the volunteers like you that spend every year out there for a few days at the fair.
You're welcome.
How long have you been doing that sort of thing, Gary? Any idea?
I don't have a guess. I don't have a guess.
I know if it seems to be a District 1 commissioner job, because I've seen Mitch out there when you're not out there doing.
We're trying to recruit new blood, young blood.
Yeah, well, that works too. You've been involved in the fair. That's the visible part of it, but I know that's not all you do with the fair. What else have you been involved with in the fair over the years?
Well, when I was a commissioner, it was a lot different on the budget side of it. But
yeah.
Mostly with the fair, just activities with the kids.
Okay.
Is mostly what I've done.
Well,
we've worked on plumbing and electrical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but with the kids, for those that have not seen you out there making rope and a few other things, I know you gather the materials probably a few days or maybe a few months in advance.
Yes, last week I was picking corn.
And what do you, or just again for those that don't know, what do you have the kids doing with the corn?
Well, they're going to shell it and then they'll mill it. There's two different mills. One of them is coarser, like for feed, and the other one is like they could cook with.
Mm-hmm.
But the corn's not the quality to do that. But
you're getting them at least through the process. They see what was done.
Yes.
And for a second, third, or fourth grader, they're probably not cognizant that this is not the corn that you would actually use. You're just getting them through the process, right?
Right. Yeah, letting them see how it was done.
And carrying on the traditions for more than 100 years on that one. That's so important. Nolan, either one, I guess, Nolan, just part of what the fair is, again, is carrying on the traditions that, many of those things, people baked pies 100 years ago, people made quilts, they sewed things. This was some of the things that county fairs across the country have done since we've had counties, probably.
Yes. And I think that's the draw that we'll always have, We try to take the opportunity to show, like Gary does here with the old equipment and so forth. It's really very amazing to them that they do get into that. And when you start looking at the cattle and the 4-H horse riders and so forth, we have so much entertainment to keep them busy. I know it seems like it just goes so fast when the buses, the kids start showing up on Thursdays and Fridays with their 50 to 60 people. They're coming in at one time and they get back out there in the arena, and it's just all a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to watch those. And whether we had Christy in here with her llamas talking about it last time.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have to go make my vote for the llama. I guess. Watch some of that. But the kids are just beautiful when they start smiling and having a good time.
You mentioned the horses, and I want to send people out to the equestrian events. I'm not sure exactly what time, but because I know they've varied from fair to fair, and I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, those kids work hard, and it's something you want to spend a while watching.
Yeah, and on both on Thursday and Friday at 9:30 in the morning, they'll be out there with their show, and it'll be back at 1:30.
Okay.
And so they'll have two performances.
The drill team is going to be out there demonstrating, is what Nolan was talking about, mm-hmm. in the main arena.
Right.
Again, on Thursday and Friday from 9:30 in the morning, and then again at 1:30 in the afternoon. So they'll have two performances each day. And then our horse show is going to be Thursday night in the main arena starting at 6 p.m.
Okay, so it's just one more reason for somebody to go to the fair and see what's going on.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a short break. We will preview how you can get involved with the fair and more when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing a community connection on 1400 K1 and talking with Shannon Adcock, Gary Deckard, and Nolan Jones. I don't know why I've got the state the auditor in here. Shannon, one thing that many people will go to the fair for specifically is to be there around mealtime. And I don't care if it's chicken and noodles or whatever the meal of that particular day is, it's always good stuff.
Absolutely. Of course, we're going to have outside vendors, mm-hmm. With concession trucks, but we are serving lunch and dinner in the north room. Thursday, we are going to have the Copan Aggies come in. They'll be serving lunch from 11 to 1:30 p.m., and they're going to serve dinner from about 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Their menu is going to consist of pulled pork sandwiches, baked beans, potato salad, dessert, iced tea, and water. And all of the money that they are raising from their day is going to go to help their Copan FFA and 4-H students in their district. On Friday, again, you can join us for lunch in the North Room from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. The 4-H Parent Volunteer Association is going to be cooking that day, and we are going to have chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, rolls, and dessert for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then for dinner, you can come back and join us from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be serving meatloaf, mashed potatoes, green beans, salad, bread, and dessert as well.
Mm-hmm.
All of the money raised that day is going to go back to the 4-H clubs within Washington County. We use that money to send kids on trips to Washington, D.C., Denver, to camp all summer during the fall. A lot of great things that the 4-H kids want to be a part of. We just like to help raise money in order to help them get where they want to go.
And I think that's so important, just to spend a minute on the fundraising aspect of that. These programs, none of them are free. And mom and dad do a lot to underwrite the programs, but it's always nice when the community does a little bit just to say, okay, these basic expenses, we can help meet with some of that.
Absolutely. You know, these camps these kids are attending, you know, cost typically over $100. For the kid to go, and the Parent Volunteer Association likes to be able to cover at least half of that for the kids so that they can go to more than one, so they don't really have to pick and limit their options.
And a lot of these kids are also involved in other things. They may be already selling, I don't care, popcorn for the Boy Scouts or cookies for the Girl Scouts or some other group, and we're just getting them rid of one other fundraiser.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then on Saturday, be sure to join the Bartlesville Indian Women for lunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they'll be serving their Indian tacos.
Well, that's great stuff. Don't miss that one, for sure.
Absolutely.
So what else is going on? I think we got more entertainment to talk about.
Yes. During the lunch and dinners in the North Room, we have some live entertainment at the same time. We've got Ron Red Eagle coming in on Thursday, and the JP Dancers will be performing as well. Friday, we've got Sloppy Joe Fiasco playing music from 10:30 to about 1 o'clock, and then the JP Dancers are coming in again. And then on Saturday, we have the 55-plus club dancers coming in, as well as the JP Dancers as well. So it'll be live entertainment.
Live entertainment. The only thing I can think of that's better is a pie and cake auction.
Absolutely. The Washington County Cattlewomen will be having their pie and basket auction. And all of the money that they raise goes back into the Washington County community. Again, they are huge supporters of the kids within Washington County. They dispersed over $5,000 last year back into the county. So their pie and auction, their pie and basket auction is one of their biggest fundraisers. It will be held on Thursday at 6 p.m. in the North Room during the free fair. What they do is they place beef certificates within a lot of their baskets, and those certificates can be used within the community to purchase beef. Mm-hmm. So,
and as I recall, I venture to say all, but I think I better say most places, most grocery outlets that sell beef will accept those certificates.
Absolutely. They can be used at meat markets, grocery stores, and restaurants.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to jump out on that limb too far. So I'm glad you had the details for me. It is a great evening, and you know, some items you will find go for not a lot of money. Others, I've seen the bidding well into the hundreds of dollars, and some of those pies, you just kind of are waiting for a particular individual's pie. You know it's going to be great.
Absolutely. We have some wonderful pie bakers within the county, and their pies will go anywhere from $100 to $200, and I've seen some go up to $350.
Yep.
They are highly regarded pie bakers in this county.
And we like to show them off.
Absolutely.
Well, it's just part of what goes on at the fair, and Nolan's over here smiling.
One other thing, too, is kind of hard to schedule. We'll just have to do it on a daily basis, but I have talked to the Dewey city manager, and he's going to work with the firemen over there to get us a fire truck, kind of randomly come around and be out in front, and usually that's always ties to the food some way or another. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully that'll work out again. Also trying to make contact, and so that we can get a K-9 unit out there that can be in the arena maybe after the 4-H horse show for their riders out there. After that, once we got all the kids in the barn, we might as well give them a little bit more to watch. So hopefully we'll have some K-9 opportunities if they don't have to be doing something else that day.
Sounds like a good idea. Now, some of the pumpkins that, which there's this huge pumpkin on the poster, if you haven't seen the poster, and also on the front of the fair book. In a previous fair, we set a state record on largest pumpkin, and we think we got even a better record coming if everything continues to hold, right?
That's what we've been told. We have what we're calling the Great Pumpkin Weigh-Off happening on Saturday. There are supposed to be very large pumpkins coming in from not only Washington County, but also from other states like Missouri, Kansas, and Arkansas. We've been told that we think we might have a new state record within the state if the pumpkins can hold together for another couple of weeks. And then we've also been told that we think we have a Kansas state record pumpkin coming in that would weigh over 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
So there should be some very large pumpkins coming in on Saturday. Again, they'll start coming in about 7 a.m. And then they are going to start their judging at noon, where they will actually bring in these pumpkins that have been on display all day and weigh them right in front of everyone and judge them. And so we hope that everybody comes out, has a great time, and sees some very large pumpkins.
I know on our Green Country Gardener program a few times over the past year, Larry Glass has had some of these folks that are interested in growing large pumpkins and been talking about that, how to best do that. So hopefully some other folks have been listening, and maybe we'll get more entries that you don't know about yet.
Absolutely. We're hoping for a very large crowd.
Well, sounds like a great deal to me. We've got about 3 minutes, Nolan or Gary. What else do we need to make sure that we mention for folks on this thing? Because, I mean, you need to get entered in the fair. Get your photography exhibits, get your sewing and quilting and everything else going, and then you've got all kinds of booths that will just be there for information for the public when they come in.
Right. We have all kinds of informational booths and from companies also that will be out there and trying to get your attention for a little bit. and tell you about some things that maybe you're interested in your particular life. There are some other activities that are coming along behind that, which is going to be the week after that on the 13th of September. I'd like to remind you about is the suicide prevention thing that we're summit that we're having, which will be held at the Barbsville Community Center.
I was talking with the Attorney General last week. He mentioned he was going to be here for that.
I was very glad to be able to meet him last week. And yes, he's really going out of his way to come here and be there. He's got some other commitments, but he's going to come here and do this. And so we're very glad to have him in, and we're really looking forward to it. And we'll be co-sponsoring with the Barbsville Community Center for the evening program, which is open for the community. So all you guys out there that are interested and need to know more about this area, please come out with us on that night, 6:30, at the Barbsville Community Center on September the 13th.
Now, your seminar, I look at two target audiences on that. One is the general public community, but there are other seminar for professionals.
In the daytime for professionals, so they are putting out, I think it's 8 hours, continuing education units with it. That'll be for the paramedics, police, and school counselors, and anybody that's involved in it. There is a fee for the daytime at $65 for the day, and then the evening is free, and it will be open to the community, and we hope to fill it up just as full as we can get it.
Tuesday after Labor Day is entry day for the fair. What time can people start bringing their stuff for anything other than the ag exhibit? So I know there's a separate entry on that. But for the canning, the quilting, the gardening, the photography, I have a time in mind, but sure enough, if I mention it, I'll be wrong.
Yeah, and I have a time in mind too, but let me confirm.
Okay.
The 4-H exhibits can enter from noon to 7 p.m. on Tuesday.
And that sounds real close to the community times, unless something has changed from past years. So
yeah, it's okay. Noon to 7.
Yes, what I was thinking.
Noon to 7 on Tuesday.
Okay. So, again, the judging Wednesday, and then the fair opens to the public bright and early Thursday morning.
Yes. And on Saturday, I'd like to remind everyone that we have the pet show. That is, again, open to everybody within the county. And it's going to start at 11 a.m. on Saturday, as well as the livestock show.
And that's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. Activists gathered at the state capitol.